Good morning. My guest this morning is Beth Hartman-Bursch from Sculpture Jam. Good morning.
Hi, Roland.
Tell us about this event. This is a two-day event, October 7th and 8th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on both days, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So, and there are two large sculptures that are going to be unveiled, which you have incredible pictures of. Once again, I wish it was TV, but talk about the event and these large sculptures.
Good. We're holding it at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. It's going to be around the left side. That's the south side of the building.
Yeah, okay.
There's a pavilion there with a fence around it, and we'll be in there. We'll be working on the sculptures, but you, the public, can come and work on them as well. They won't be completed at that time. You'll be able to see what holds up a public sculpture that's metal framed, and you can operate air compressor tool if you want, or drill some holes for us, or maybe help apply the skin. One of them is a giant whale tail, and that one will still be needing its skin, which we believe it's going to be, and it's this weekend, okay, so we still believe it's going to be kind of a cold tar process over fabric, over the skin. The other project is a giant robo lady. And she's got gears inside of her that will turn. They'll be turned by the wind. Or,
wow.
I know, cool, huh?
Yeah.
Or if there's no wind, you'll be able to turn kind of a handle and make the gears go so you can see inside of her and see what's going on.
What exactly is going on? I'm reading your press release here, which says that Sculpture Jam was formed almost 20 years ago by Warren Arnold, whose work I know and remember him very well, too.
He's participating this year in Art Trails, too.
Oh, really?
He is, again. And so you can also, at the same time, if you come in the afternoon, Saturday or Sunday, you can go into the Art Center and see the preview for Art Trails at the same time.
It also talks about public sculptures at Ives Pool and at the public library and so on. What about those?
Exactly. So Sculpture Jam, when Warren started it, was for Sebastopol to have public sculptures that are large, visible, and mostly temporary. However, the giant fish called Spike at Ives Pool, made of copper and enameled woven copper, is a permanent sculpture. There's a little book bench by the public library made of cement and with really colorful books holding it up. That's a permanent sculpture. So some of the sculptures in Sebastopol are temporary, 2 or maybe 3 years. We go through a process with the city council to approve the placement of those sculptures. And the other sculptures kind of become permanent because the city wants to keep them.
Uh-huh.
But they're all donated by the artists. We don't have funding other than our own pockets.
It seems like Sebastopol has become sort of a sculpture center, really. I mean, there's a whole street in Sebastopol that is lined with sculpture made of found materials, right?
That's such a friendly street. Florence Avenue is so friendly to walk along there. Those are, however, are not Sculpture Jam sculptures.
Right.
But around the city, like in front of the police department, several places around the library, my goodness, at the beginning of the Gerudota walking trail from Sebastopol. Oh, yeah, fire department, yep. There are a lot of sculptures, and most of those have been donated by Sculpture Jam artists. So annually we have this event, but we do work on the sculptures most of the year long without the public attending.
Uh-huh.
However, there's this open weekend, next weekend, when we hope the public will come and watch what we're doing. You can chat, or if you're brave, you can come and help participate and finish off these sculptures.
Great. I have a telephone number. It's 823-4214. Thank you, Beth.
Good.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.